Lawmakers were supposed to be off during the convention, but Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling the House back into session later this week to vote next Saturday on a bill that would stop any changes to the Postal Service. In Pelosi's announcement yesterday, she accused President Trump of a campaign to sabotage the election by manipulating the Postal Service to disenfranchise voters. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. And, of course, Sue, President Trump would characterize it in a different way. But Speaker Pelosi says this vote comes in response to changes pushed by Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General. Remind us what those changes are.
Well, there has been changes to the rules in which your mail actually gets delivered, the changes to the transportation routes they have to take, and essentially trying to eliminate overtime as cost-cutting measures. And there's also been some efforts on the removal or transfer of mail sorting machines. The cumulative effect of those is mail delays are being reported all across the country. And Democrats see it as a possibly politically motivated decision, considering that DeJoy is a Trump appointee and President Trump has a very well-documented and public case criticizing not just the post office, but mail-in balloting, because he thinks it believes it will make it harder for him to win re-election.
And remind us more about just who DeJoy is and what he says about this. He says this is cost cutting and trimming.
Right. He's a former business executive. He was appointed Postmaster General in June. He's also a major Trump campaign donor. And this is a job that traditionally isn't as, you know, politically motivated as a lot of other appointments. Now, it's not unusual at all for donors to a president to get positions inside their administration. But I think it's happening at a completely or at a very politically loaded time, at a time especially when people are concerned about the security of the election and when we're going to likely see unprecedented numbers of mail-in balloting. At the same time, the post office has been in financial straits for a long time. And DeJoy has defended some of these actions in a memo to employees in which he said he acknowledged there had been unintended consequences, but said that tough decisions have to be made about how the postal system is run. You know, counter to that, the postal system is not necessarily a business and shouldn't be seen in the same way that you would see profit margins for the public sector. It's a critical service. And I think the fact that Congress is coming back is also in part a response that there has been a big outcry in the country because people are dependent on the post office for lots of services, not just how they're going to vote this November.
Well, and the House is coming back to vote on the Delivering for America Act. What would that bill do?
It's a pretty simple piece of legislation. It would essentially bind the post office under former policies. It says if something wasn't in place on January 1st of this year, it cannot be changed until January 1st of next year, essentially undoing those changes that DeJoy made and making it impossible to implement any others. They're expected to vote on it this Saturday over the weekend. Generally speaking, you know, Congress tries to stay out of the way during the political conventions and let the nominees drive the news cycle. But Pelosi was under immense pressure to bring lawmakers back. You were hearing it not just from Capitol Hill, but from Democratic corners all over the party. There was one moderate Democrat, Jim Cooper, who is not exactly known as a fire thrower in Congress. And he said publicly he thought that the speaker should arrest the postmaster General if he does not agree to come testify before Congress next week. And I think it's just a reflection of the fact that members are pretty hot about this and they feel not just the pressure from their constituents, but also a real concern that if changes aren't made, there could be additional problems with how the vote is cast and counted.
Well, does this bill have a chance of passing both House and Senate? And if not, you mentioned perhaps DeJoy coming to testify. What other ways might Congress hold him accountable?
Right. Well, they have requested both he and a member of the Board of Governors to come and testify before the House Oversight Committee next week, next Monday, I believe. So, you know, I think that's one way they're trying to keep pressure on the administration. It's not entirely clear he's going to show up and testify on Capitol Hill. The administration has been known to sort of block appointees that they don't want to face Congress from going up and testifying, oftentimes citing the pandemic or that their jobs are too busy to do it. So one thing we're watching for is if he does in fact come up or not. It will obviously be a very high-profile hearing. in terms of the legislation itself, it's a little bit more complicated. You know, when the House Democrats tend to push forward something, it doesn't usually mean the Senate Republicans are going to race to take it up. But in this case, I do want to be clear, there are a lot of Republicans who share these concerns. One, you know, mail-in voting, despite the president's attacks on it, historically has been good to Republican candidates, and there is not the sort of concern about winning and losing elections there. If anything, there's a lot of concern among Republicans that their voters might be afraid to cast mail-in ballots, and they're trying to sort of change that narrative. I also think a lot of Republicans represent more rural places in the country, and rural Americans, more than many others, rely on the post office for things like getting their prescription drugs delivered or getting their government benefits delivered. So there's bipartisan support to get something done. They want to look responsive to this. So it's, I'm not going to say nothing's going to happen, but it's unclear yet what happens next.
Well, and Speaker Pelosi is asking representatives to show up at their post offices tomorrow. We'll see what happens there. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis, thanks as always.
You're welcome.